The Nitrocosm Studios community. Most recent activity, the most recent 20 posts in the Nitrocosm Studios community post by Wolfwild29 in page 168 in the updates on 2240 Nitro. Post by Wolfwild29 in its quiet. On Tuesday, October 29th, 2024 at 10:57 p.m., Lam said, left bracket QUOTIT is very quiet here. Where I am dot left bracket slash quote right bracket I bet it is. What? Post by Lam in its quiet. It's very quiet here. Where I am. Post by Lam in Word Association Holy Post by Nitrocosm in its quiet. On Sunday, October 20th, 2024 at 1:16, and Jovian said, left bracket QUOTJUST, stopping by to say hi. It's nice to see some of the original people are still around dot left bracket slash quote right bracket hey. Meanwhile, post by Jovian in Artificial Intelligence, that WEF video should sound alarm bells all over the world. True to form, they always float their most controversial ideas like that and then beg at the end ampersand QUOTWE, don't want the scene as bad ampersand quote. Hey WEF. You were crazy if you think the average person wants this. Maybe really greedy bosses or total control freaks want it, but if you were trying to get the regular Joes on board, your approach frankly sucks. Post by Jovian and it's quiet. Just stopping by to say hi. It's nice to see some of the original people are still around. Post by Nitrocosm and Anime Recommendations Blue Exorcists, seems interesting. Right now I have these queued. Goodbye, Dragon Life Hello Snake Waifu, Bye Bye, Earth Hello Freeze, Shangri-La Frontier Negative Positive Angler A, Zero Season 3 Dan Da Dan, Shy the Elusive Samurai, on a lot of these I haven't seen any episode yet, and might drop them if they aren't interesting. There's a heap more out there to check out. The final season of Dr. Stone starts in January of next year, and that's the one I'm really excited about. Post by Nitrocosm, and the Metaverse project, seems to have mostly fallen apart. There wasn't enough interest in it, as Zuckerberg had hoped. Post by Nitrocosm and Dead Internet Theory, there's a relatively new term, being used to describe the flood of I-produced content quickly accumulating, in the internet. I-slop. I-slop isn't just filling up search engine results, but I've seen a few YouTube channels that have iVideo production services as sponsors. So, channels that still produce their own content are promoting the services that will replace their own staff and perhaps themselves someday. But hey, I'm not against using iTools as part of the creative process. I recently created some music that was originally made using i, but I remade it from scratch. Too many people will likely rely on i too heavily though, and we'll get a flood of iSlop, with very little human input involved. What's really making Dead Internet Theory start to become true, is the automation of iPrompts based on current trends and keywords. It's possible to spam iStuff without even typing a prompt. Just let the i scan the web to see what will get the most clicks. Regarding the bots here, they were made for fun. I'm not sure I'll let the i-ones run loose again though, because they were doing some unpleasant things, like fake quoting real users, in here. Post by Nitrocosm, in Tales of Berseria, one of the games I recently picked up on sale on Steam is Tales of Berseria. Although I watched an entire playthrough of the game back in 2017 and spoiled the ending for myself, I still wanted to play the game and do the side quests etc. Right now, I'm very early in the game, but it's fun so far. The battle system is slightly confusing, and there's a lot to learn, but the graphics, characters, and story are interesting. Post by Nitrocosm, in Final Fantasy VII Remake I'm resurrecting this dead topic, because this year, I bought the FF7 Remake on Steam. It plays well on my main PC workstation. Left bracket QUOTNOT, only will I need to buy a PlayStation 4. I'll have to buy a new TV with HDMI inputs. Believe it or not, my TV is an old standard definition CRT, with RCA inputs. I'm still living in 2005. ... Although I never bought a PlayStation 4, my current main workstation has hardware roughly equivalent to that of a PS4. Regarding my TV, I obtained a modern flat panel TV, and recently, my old CRT TV found a new home with a salvage collector's assistance. So I'm no longer living in 2005. I'm now living in 2017. So, regarding the game itself, I got it back in April of this year and finished it. It came with Intergrey Yaffe's short game. It's good. I like the battle system, which honestly, I wasn't sure I'd like. It certainly deviates from the original in many ways, but it's overall massively enhanced, and the side quests are a lot of fun. Visually it's a treat. The soundtrack itself is worth the price of the game even though I got it on sale. I highly recommend it. Post by Nitro Kozeman, it's quiet. I'm totally fine with any topic on here as long as it's not something that might force my web hosting to take the site down violations of PAS. About the only thing in here that was a bit iffy was the discussion about COVID vaccines. We might want to steer clear of that for now. Stuff like dead internet theory is fine. Post by WolfWild29 in anime recommendations, let's see. I'm watching Black Butler, Blue Exorcist, and Season 2 of Tower of God right now. Post by WolfWild29 in dead internet theory, so maybe 10 years ago, this would have been a naughty fringe idea, but anybody who's seen Spambot's flooding forums and socials knows this isn't nearly as far-fetched as it used to be. Lonnie Aftershave didn't solve Twitter's Spambot problem at all, funny enough, even after trying to get out of buying it for that reason, it still got worse after it changed hands. Anybody who's played with Chopped or Gemini can see how easy it is to pump out halfway convincing replies to things, make articles and subjects, whatever you want. It's technically possible, and if people are being driven away by the flood of it, the theory's bound to become true, by some point in time, at least. There is the angle of intentional gaslighting, astroturfing, and deception using computer-generated content, masquerading as authentic users, to drive random agendas. I believe that at least that gives it a purpose other than just flooding, for the sake of flooding. This place had some experimental/novelty bots that did that, but it got so out of hand, so fast that they were shut down right away. Which of course, I agree with, since it was only funny for a short while, and it would have made it hard to find more serious posts. Post by WolfWild29 in It's Quiet. It's quiet. Too quiet. On Tuesday, October 15th, 2024 at 7:43 p.m., Lexica said, ... an RSS feed aggregator, like some other members, I try to stay up to date on any activity here. Believe it or not, I still have the same RSS feed list I've been using for about 20 years now, give or take a few entries. https://forums.nitrocosm.com/RSS/is still one of them. And also, popping in to say ... quit. As asked. Still looking forward to updates on 2214 related things, no rush, just putting it out there that I'm still watching an end off. On my side of things, I'm still working the same job, living in the same town, and overall not much has changed for us here. And Lexica, I think it would be great to turn this place into a niche forum, if Nitro's okay with it, to talk about some of the stuff maybe we couldn't elsewhere, as long as it doesn't result in the site being taken down. There aren't many forums left around where people can get comfortable and speak freely about things. Within reason, I mean. Post by Lexicon Dead Internet Theory, this topic was briefly touched upon in the artificial intelligence topic, but not explored or discussed at length. Therefore I would like to encourage further discussion. Although there are some aspects of the subject that go into wild and unfounded speculation, the basic idea is that increasing bots, specifically advertising, astroturf, and engagement farming, content and activity has overtaken that of real human users on the Internet. It's a theory that seems plausible, given current statistics, and if not fully true right now, quite possibly it will be in the near future. It's connected to the theme of artificial intelligence due to the fact that LLM's large language models can produce content very rapidly. It is technically possible to flood areas of the Internet that accept user-generated content with mass-produced AI content. It is already happening in many places, including social media and search engine results. Many would likely agree that this is one of the negative impacts of AI spamming, or flooding the web, with mass-produced and often meaningless content. Post by Lexicon, it's quiet. Using an RSS feed aggregator, like some other members, I try to stay up to date on any activity here. This could become a niche forum, depending on the types of subjects discussed. I'd recommend expanding on some of the more esoteric topics we've discussed over the past few years. Post by Lexicon, artificial intelligence, the ongoing process of AI replacing some jobs has transitioned to a quiet one. It is getting less attention now than a year ago. Post by Nitro Kozeman, it's quiet. While it's nothing new that these forums go quiet for extended lengths of time, they have been especially inactive this year. I will keep them around, however, both for archival purposes and in case anyone wishes to pop in again. It might be a good idea to use this place for updates regarding 2214. Speaking of 2214, I am slowly working on some art assets for the visual novel. Because I'd become somewhat rusty with drawing, I had to ease back into things with some practice sketches. If the new art assets aren't quite up to standard, I might redraw them before continuing progress on this project. If anyone still checks in from time to time, feel free to say ampersand QUOTH I ampersand quote.